today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. By his name we start, dear brothers and sisters, salamu alaikum and welcome to another new episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio on Thursday, 14th of Zilqa'dah, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri Calendar, corresponding to the 3rd of Hordad, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri Calendar, and the 23rd of May, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian Calendar.
I would like to say to my mom, I really love my mom. I really want to do everything for Islam, and I really want that my imam help us all, mu'mins and mu'minas, to become muttaqi and prepare ourselves for the coming of 12th imam.
I will ask Imam Raza alayhi salam, please grant me permission to visit your holy shrine once again.
Assalamu alaikum, ya Imam Musa Raza alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum, ya Imam Raza alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum, ya Qaribat wa Qurba. Assalamu alaikum, Ali ibn Musa Raza. Assalamu alaikum, Shams wa Shamus. Assalamu alaikum, all spreader of truth. Assalamu alaikum, Ali ibn Musa Raza.
It's a good time to listen to chapter As-Sajda, verse 24.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Waja'alna minhum a'immatan yahduna bi'amrina lamma sabaru wa kanu bi'ayatina yuqinun.
And we made from among them leaders, guiding by our command when they were patient, when they were certain of our signs.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The appointment of divine leaders is among the rights of Allah. Certainty and patience with perseverance are two necessary conditions for leadership. A leader must have certainty in the aim, and he must have patience and perseverance until the last moment. Therefore, this verse points to the honors that the children of Israel obtain under the shade of perseverance and faith in order that it can be a lesson for others. Again, we have another episode about the excellence of ziyarah of Imam Reza, peace be upon him. Imam Reza said, I will be killed wrongfully with poison and buried next to Harun. God will make my grave the frequenting place of my Shias and visitors. Whoever visits me in my desolation, I will pay a visit to them on the resurrection day. I swear by the one who honored Muhammad with prophethood and chose him over all his creatures that no one of you will perform prayers next to my grave except that they will deserve forgiveness when meeting with Allah. I swear that the visitors to my grave are indeed the best of the exalted, Allah's guests on the resurrection day.
Thank you. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, this is Ali host, and inshallah we shall be having a fruitful discussion on the blessings of presence of Imam Rida alayhi salam, the eighth Imam of Shia school of thought. In addition to participating in public debates and scientific gatherings, he welcomed his followers and seekers of knowledge in his own house and the Mosque of Marv, which can be considered the initial movement of seminaries in Mashhad in Khorasan, though it was accompanied by opposition of Ma'mun. The presence of Imam Rida alayhi salam in Mashhad and the creation of pilgrimage and worship sites itself entails many material and spiritual blessings. However, since the presence of the pure Imams, both during their lifetime and after their martyrdom, has valuable blessings and effects, we see that when the Imam is martyred, and Ma'mun, who wants to show himself with this great act, that opposite happens, and the Imam attains a very high status among the people after his martyrdom, which we still witness today. Therefore, it must be said that the pilgrimage and worship atmosphere existed both during the presence of the pure Imams and after their martyrdom. We also see that when the Imam was in Marv, he had many followers. And after his martyrdom, he had servants who prepared the pilgrimage and worship atmosphere.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light, be like a rose, in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
Part by part on the different episodes of today's special, we get familiar with the story of Regency of Imam Reza, peace be upon him. Imam Reza knew beforehand about the Ma'mun's intentions through his knowledgeable foresight of circumstances, which led Ma'mun to vest the regency upon him, and he was contented that he would not actually accede to the throne in the future. One of the historians quotes, when Imam Reza was seated during the regency celebration with the orators and poets surrounding him and the flags fanning him, one individual who was present there and then said, I was close to him that day and he looked at me with an optimistic smile on his face regarding the event and he beckoned for me to come close. When I did, he told me while nobody except me could hear him, do not let this excite you and do not be overly optimistic for it would never materialize.
Allahumma salli ala Ali ibn Musa ar-Riza al-Murtada. Al-Imam al-Taqi al-Nabi.
O Allah, shower blessings upon Ali ibn Musa ar-Riza al-Murtada, the pure and pious Imam, and your witness over those upon the earth and those beneath it, the truthful, the martyr blessings that be manifold, perfect and pure, continuous and unbroken, one after another, and that be better than what you have bestowed upon any of your friends.
It's nice to learn of his conduct, Imam Reza's divine knowledge. He was the wisest man of his time and all his contemporaries. His knowledge was so rich in all religious matters and other realms of knowledge that the people of various tribes in their language would turn to him when they had questions, and he provided them with the best answers. Mamun summoned the scholars in an attempt to defeat Imam Reza in several debates and to discredit him in public. Nonetheless, Imam succeeded in all of them, and no one was capable of overcoming his power of knowledge. It has been confirmed by historians that Mamun, who was himself a celebrated erudite, pointed out the following statement in his official character for the appointment of Imam Reza. As his immediate successor, I do not know any person superior to this man, Imam Reza, in the whole world.
Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
So then we come to the Islamic era. When you look at the era of the Khulafa, live the Khulafa of the early days. Look at the Banu Umayyah. And then Banu Abbas. If there was any Khalifa who was known to be learned, was Mamun Rashid. It is during his time that he actually promoted this whole process of, you know, getting these books from Latin and Greek to be translated into Arabic and other languages. He himself knew Persian and Greek language besides Arabic. And he had this passion of gathering scholars of Muslim and non-Muslim, you know, groups. He would even sometimes sit down with them and participate in discussion and debates. So he was unlike other khulafa of the past or the later ones. And it's interesting that in that background, Imam Rawa alayhi salam emerges with his, you know, era of imamat. And the way mysterious Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had planned that Mamun Rashid invites, you know, because he was changing these tactics that used by his father Harun. Harun was a very brutal ruler. Mamun Rashid more like a diplomatic fellow. Their motivations were the same, but the strategies and the methods changed. And Mamun Rashid invites Imam to come to Marv. And that's where you see that he is, in a way, trying to expose Imam to the ulama and see whether he is able to stand up against the scholars of the Muslim, you know, groups as well as non-Muslims. And in each and every debate and discussion that Imam Ruba alayhi salam had in Marv, whether it was the Muslim scholars or the non-Muslim scholars there, in every case, Mamun Rashid realized that I cannot put his status down. And that is why we see that Imam Rawa alayhi salam is mentioned by his grandfather and his father as Alimu Ali Muhammad.
Brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Inshallah, we meet you soon, and till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyun Imami, Lafata illa Ali, Aliyun Imami, Aliyun Imami. علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي
علي إمامي.